pilot project was the little table, and on both of them, Deanna was the court, the financial gatekeeper on both of those. And, so I figured, and I know she was kind of interested in it because I talked to her. She's pretty nice.
So you guys were working with me on the pilot a little bit.
No. All I did was I just volunteered for a day, but oh. See, my brother and I, we have social atrophy, so and I think they didn't like that. Yeah, it's a long story, but I talked to them about it, and then Zeb actually gave Zeb Moyer. He gave me some pretty good advice. He gave me a young kid some pretty good advice about it because I was, you know. No, he just, I forget what that's on my conversation.
So where do you go from here? What's your plan?
Okay, so what I wanted to do was over this summer, I was going to actually, somewhere on my land, I was actually going to start and build a home. And it's a minimum viable home, you know, something that takes care of the, quote, a little gap that I don't think is filled, you know, for a lot of people, you know. It's just and then just show how much it costs to build the thing.
Okay, so really just build a prototype almost.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. And through it, you know, one of the byproducts is through the whole thing, I'm actually like filming the whole process.
Okay.
Creating a program for DIY construction. One of these who want to their own DIY but willing to do their own work.
Are you with to get plumbing, electrician, mechanical folks, and structural?
We're going to do that ourselves.
Okay.
The only thing that we can't do is gas.
Got it. Okay.
But you're
going to build it to the code requirement.
Yes. That's the thing. That's part of it.
We've done code work before.
On just the cooking up power, and
so really, almost it's like you're almost creating a tutorial for individual homeowners who could build something like this in their
YouTube
backyard.
Videos.
Okay.
And a lot of documents and just whatever it takes for them to get in there and
have you looked at the city's code? There's kind of a little bit of a loophole gray area for structures that are under 200 square foot.
Oh, we've done that. We've exploited that to its fullest.
Okay. I mean, it's a very gray area, but I'm like, if I were a homeowner and I was building something to the code under...
No, this one we're just going to call it the 201 square foot building.
Okay.
that's what we call it. That means... It's that's over the fencing.
Yeah.
And it's going to have all utilities. It may not have dishwasher, but see the 4 points of minimum viable homes is number one, small size.
Yeah.
Two, no frills.
Uh-huh.
Three, DIY. Ellie. And four, which is where I'm doing best at, is alternate procurement.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, as far as building materials.
And what do you mean by that? Like salvage and like
that? Any way where you can, you know, like it includes. It did.
His top 2 points is one, is buy materials through auctions and Craigslist.
Got it.
And two, set up some system to head off stuff that is going to the city dump.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you just need to get filming.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the city dump ever? Like,
oh,
dump?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you ever noticed what gets thrown away?
Oh, yeah. Like everything gets thrown away. You
know, well, there's stuff that, man, why are they throwing this away? Do you ever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's almost like every day a house is getting thrown away. And so.
I salvage 2x4s from our projects and I turn them into garden beds.
Oh.
That's a lot of work. For me to do that because I have to pull the nails and it's things that framing crews don't do.
Oh, cool. That's, okay, that's...
I mean, it's something I do because I'm like, it's a material I can repurpose into something.
Yeah, we've done a lot of.
He has a lot of nail pulling experience.
I'm a really good nail puller, but I also see why some folks don't choose that as an option because for whatever.
Yeah,
because we've like, as far as flooring, you need flooring all the time.
Oh yeah, we've probably gathered enough 3/4-inch solid oak flooring to do like 2 houses.
Really? Just through?
We found it on Craigslist and they first wanted $200. They said, oh, we'll haul it away for you for free. And they said, after a while, they said, okay. And one lady even gave us free food. it was wonderful. And then instead of pulling the nails, you just grind them off. It's so much easier. And then I've actually did my whole living room with those.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. And have you ever checked the free ads?
I do. On occasion, yes.
And you probably know that.
I'm a little bit of a dumpster diver.
We're very much dumpster divers.
We're extremists at that. In fact, one thing we did, but we're stopped now, was whenever we went to the city dump, we used to have a habit of not leaving. You know, when we come back, the truck is not empty. And so it's just like, watching the big monsters that. Trucks that go around,
Like one example, I bought like 350-watt solar panels for like $8 a piece.
Okay.
So that's just an example.
I mean, it seems like I watch a lot of fair companies like
This will definitely be open. I'm not going to charge money at all for it because there's too many people got the handout and we don't want to do
that.
But one of the things that we don't have is neither of us have architectural experience at all. And I think I don't know if this would require an architect's drawing or not, or I
think. But you're the homeowner, you're the landowner, so you need to walk down to the city of Boise, to the building department, and you need to have a hand sketch of what you're going to build.
Oh, okay.
And then you need to tell them the materials you're going to use, and it has to be within the code, which it seems like you guys know what it is.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to work with them on a permit with $4,000. You put that on the permit and they base the price of the permit off of that cost plus your input fees.
Is there a cheap or free like drawing CAD program that people are like open to?
I mean you can do that, but you don't need to.
Okay, just draw it on a piece of paper.
Yeah, you can do a hand as a homeowner, you can do a hand sketch.
Okay. So we don't need SketchUp anymore, right? Okay.
So how's everything going with all the zone code rewrite? How's that affecting everything? Looks like it's a no. That's good news, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's really impacting us too much.
I figure maybe it might have like opened up more customers maybe because of.
Now are they joined in the hip?
December 2nd was when the code switched over. Yeah. And they had Christmas, and there's also folks who are paying for financing, so I think it's
going to
be a while before we see
interest. Oh, so the finances really have taken a big dent.
Now, are they joined at the hip with, like, the bus and metro people?
Who?
Code rewrite. When I say bus and metro people, there's a big thing about getting people to, like, more buses, fewer cars. Where they're trying to do away with cars, because there's just too many. and they want more people to, like, they want, like, say,
kind of like
big
Europe.
Shopping centers to not have parking lots, but where you could just walk all over the place and then take the bus to it. They're trying to, like, promote
more
like what they're
bike,
doing in
bike
Europe,
paths
and like what they do in Europe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make it more friendly and accessible and acceptable to people. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Where it might even convince some people to sell their cars. I know it's a big ask. That's a big ask. That's a big ask. Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe this prototype I'm talking about would probably may not need an architect, but I know that there's a second structure that I'm going to be working on. It's part two, and I will definitely need somebody. And as far as what it is, I have no idea. It's one of those where.
Are you talking about the skyscraper? He wants to build a short skyscraper. A home.
The new trend, one of the problems that was impacting for home builders was the Franklin Building Supply wanted to mainline wood skyscraper construction. I don't know how much you looked into it. You probably have already. You know how cheap it is and all the advantages to it.
And we're actually taking care of the disadvantages. One of the things of multiple stories is, like, if you have a single HVAC, the floors, it's hard to keep all the upper floors get hot and cold. And another project we're doing is called micro splits. You know what a mini split is, right? So we're doing micro splits. So what we've already done was we've taken several window units and split them apart, where the hot part and the cold part, instead of being right next to each other, they're like 4 feet apart with just copper lines in between. It's kind of like a poor man's mini split, micro split.
Yeah, so. What do you charge? And because of that, there's some part where I probably need your help on this. What do you charge for an hour for consulting? Per hour,
we're about $15 an hour, maybe $10,000.
What is retainer? Does that mean minimum? Or?
That's an initial payment just to get in the line.
That's a non-recurring cost.
Oh, it's like a deposit.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
That they keep.
Yeah. The only thing we'd be asking about is, cosmetic. We got this concept, but one thing is, Robert's a big time prototyper. Well, he's very good about starting something up and surmounting big problems. But the thing neither of us are good at is what people like, what's ugly, what's beautiful, and we're blind to that. And so we were talking about what the inner coil unit would look like.
Have you guys worked with the prototyping service?
No. It's like a class or?
No, it's a service that is available for the public.
She talked about buildings, not microsplit. That's okay.
No, I can get
there's
a hold of you.
Call Boothley State, because they have.
I got you. That's,
Okay,
sure.
But they have a whole service.
Okay. That's pretty cool, the idea.
Okay.
BSU.
Yeah.
But like I said, the second half we were definitely helping. So.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope. All right. Hope
we just came from the free back scratchers. That's it.
All right. Hey, thank you.
There we go.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay, my knee really hurts because I stood in one spot for like way long.
Oh, okay. You want to go one?
Okay. What do you
want? No, we won't go to the third one. We can do it.
What are you talking about?
The other one.
Why don't we go wherever you want to go?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to find out.
Maybe if I walk, it'll get better.
Okay. No, I'm going to just find out who they are, the green place, and then we just take care of it later.
No, no, we'll do it now. We'll do it now. We're here. It's kind of like when your foot was hurting, you know, or getting your shells, and I said, let's stay here anyways. You do the same thing. It right there.
Keep in mind.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this just walls?
Right? Well, no, this is for the floor, radiant floor heating. We also do snow melt.
Oh.
As well
for
shops. We heat and cool.
Okay. The reason why we stopped here, because this looked very similar to something else.
Not geothermal, what normal use of, but he's talking about burying a whole bunch of tubes in his backyard to do cooling or heating.
Right. Well, that's called, what is a closed loop geothermal.
Closed loop as it.
And yeah, what we do is we do solar thermal. Which we use the sun's energy to heat up these panels to be able to do it. And then we use geothermal cooling, which is the well water. Well, this one is going to before it goes to the end use.
Oh.
Giving up the cool meat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you use the well.
Yeah.
So when they do that, what, the excess water just goes back into the ground?
No, we don't pump any water. We just get the water that is pumped for end use, i.e. water in the grass or kitchen faucet.
Oh.
It flows through the floor first.
Oh, but it only works if people, like, use the water.
Well, but, right, but it, yeah. So what you're doing is you're capturing that into the mass,
yeah.
Which is an energy battery.
Okay. Okay. But you have to do dishes and go to the bathroom and take showers in order for that
to
happen.
Well, but, you know, hopefully you're doing that anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's a new angle to your idea.
I wish I could remember this one term that I read about. You probably ran across it. But it's where...
It's basically it's a funny material which has a funny property.
There are times when even though the temperature outside never hits freezing, like it may get down to like maybe 40 degrees or 35, but not freezing, yet the grass is frozen
because of this property.
And it's something about radiance something. I know radiance is one of the words, but it's something where they have this film, or even to the day, in the middle of the day, it's like cold to the touch because it's actually like getting rid of its heat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, hey,
okay.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Be helpful to you.
Yeah.
Here, hold on to that. Where's your?
Here. saw that.
That's why I grabbed it.
Okay, so you want me to run and get the car?
No, I want to go home. Get out of the way. Okay, so the talking that you did with her, even though I ragged at you before, I think what happened there was the best thing that could happen, period.
Oh.
You understand?
Yeah, because I got it. Let's just kind of do a nose jump between each other. One thing I did notice was that they were not at all intrigued with the air conditioner thing.
No.
I've rarely found anybody who was, because our air conditioner thing really doesn't have any value proposition so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, oh, we have to do the, all we have is barber talking and, you know, front loading.
Yeah.
So far, yeah. The only thing that wasn't front loading was the first prototype. But we haven't, you know, that stopped, that froze, which means it turned into front loading. But I had to exercise one of the 20 steps of maturity and say, we did good, we had good dig in there.
Oh.
That's one of the mature things is focus on the goodies, not the baddies.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess I was hitting, you know, like, you know, whipping myself for not saying, oh, I was just going to walk away and not say anything, because, you know,
yeah. Well, without that, this trip would have been a total bust.
Oh.
You know, and I don't want to go to any more than you.
Yeah, I
knew it was shitty before. The only reason
we got rid of Corey.
So the only reason I said yes to it is because, when you're not, really anger bending really hard, one of your top 3 points that you bring over and over again is that I refuse to when you want to go somewhere. That's why I chose to go with you.
Oh.
Put up no resistance whatsoever.
Okay.
Even a hint.
Oh.
Because when I do a hint, a lot of times when I do a hint, you said, okay, let's not go. And then you do it because you're a piece of meat. Then you get mad. But I'm kind of saying that, this show is as disappointing as all the ones in the past. And I don't want to go to any of them anymore. Here.
Yeah, okay.
curtain. Is that why you're working?
Hello, hello.
Okay, since we could, shouldn't we could talk.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh. I had my foot on that.
Yeah.
Pedal. I'm doing pedal to the metal.
I'm doing the front windshield thing.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, I just need to find it. Okay. Just gotta get a scraper.
Here's your scraper.
No, I found a good one. No.
Here's your scraper.
No, you got it. That's all you
this
have,
is your scraper.
Oh, there's no other scraper
no.
in here.
No. Close the door hard.
Okay.
need a drive.
No, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Unless my drive is causing stress that you don't need.
Oh, no. So, oh, there's a bum right there. Uh-huh. He's got his grocery cart with a blue tarp. You tell me what you want and I'll do it. You drive, I'll do the HVAC. Turn
go.
Here. Or go your own way.
Yeah, it's just it's
okay. It's the same thing.
It's I'm so used to this. This trip I take so many times.
Oh, okay. We'll do your beaten path.
Beaten path. That's what it's all about.
See, they're breaking the law. They're cutting.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Okay, so we'll watch more Mickey Mouse today.
Yeah.
You already
stopped by at Winco and
you got the
food.
Chinese food already, remember?
What's the Chinese?
The orange chicken.
Oh, we have that. Yeah, we have that.
All right.
Okay. Well, we'll run out. Want something after that.
Okay, so we'll just get a bag of chips.
Okay, we'll just go to Winco, whatever falls in the cart.
Okay.
Oop. Oh, this is a one-way. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. Rico's path. Respect Rico's path.
No. This is the street where I was going the wrong way. You got pulled over.
Got your DUI.
Yeah, number two.
Got your DUI wannabe.
You never
got a full-blown DUI.
Well, was yours covered or was one of them full-blown?
I got two full-blown DUIs.
Oh, so you didn't get a withheld... I thought you had a withheld judgment on the first one.
It got entered as a DUI.
Oh, okay. All right.
But then I have checked, since I've been up here, I just had a cop and asked, hey, there's a car bed next to you. Be careful. And those are like, not on my record whatsoever, period. Okay, run it.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the park.
Yeah, there you go.
Now.
That's it.
It's changing lanes.
All right, good badger. Good badger.
Okay.
Nobody on the road, anyways. Okay, so I don't think that girl is any more of a resource than she already, let's say, spent her resource payload to you already.
Well, no. The thing is, she's an architect.
Right. I understand what you're saying. And if you can, like, use your chemosphere charisma.
Which I don't have. I didn't.
Right.
Yeah, because today, I probably... came across as somebody negative.
That's okay, because I'm pretty sure that there's a very good chance that you would have fulfilled your obligation of not talking with her. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. But let's just say there was damage done, but there was a lot of good done too, because it gives you actually, it like wakes you up. It's a wake up call.
Yeah.
It's a tall building.
Beer food served. Oh yeah, all the construction. They gotta have these signs. Look, here I am, because construction is hurting people bad.
Oh, with all this
construction, it's kind of putting a kibosh, and people are closing out.
My answer to that is I've never seen a time where there wasn't any construction going on. Construction means shit, and times are good. so we're good. It's like telling, you know, boys, eat good, Badger. Okay, so when I was talking, I was doing a lot of the infractions, which I bitch about. When I was talking.
Nervous around this corner.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're nervous.
Yeah, I just didn't want to step on the brake.
Yeah, well, you did the right thing. That's the best thing to do. That is the best. You've got your, you know, you've got your nerve muscles. You're good. Driving nervous elk muscles. Okay, we're gonna go straight to
Winco.
And then I'm gonna drop you off and you drive the van to my house.
Yeah.
You're always never gonna be stuck in my house.
Yeah.
Never. Okay.
So as far as Winco, one thing to consider is I ate every bit of your cereal, your sweet grain cereal.
Now the one thing that you talking to her, there's a chance that. Oh, you're the only, let's say, interesting person she talked to today.
Yeah. Well, the rest are customers, so, and I'm not a customer, and I kind of let her know right away.
No, there were no customers. There's no potential customers. There was no customers.
I know she laughed. She liked when I said that, you know, how extreme DIY.
So I would say that if you had YouTube videos out, then if you mention your YouTube channel, that would be something that they would like perk up their ears to, because that shows real action.
Well, as a unit, you know, Brick, you know, both of us, you've already got your channel that's actually, you know, says something. So.
Oh, my Twitter?
No, the YouTube channel on Dumbass IT.
I don't know that. I don't even know if I have access to that anymore. But we had to just start all over again. Okay. And then
you do have access in that you created it within
and 2 years. And uploaded it. Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Within 2 years ago.
And uploaded it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which means all the email accounts haven't disappeared. You know.
Okay, so I'm glad I left Grizzbiz open. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and close it again. Now, it's sort of funny that when I was looking at, I'm not getting like 10 emails a day. Okay, Grizzbiz. It's not horrible like it used to be. Okay, but it is interesting when I look down the whole like list of emails for the last, you know, 2 weeks, and there was three quarters of them was from bob@grizz.biz. Okay, and I knew exactly what they were all about. I clicked on it anyways, but. Just to verify that I already knew. And they were all the same. I mean, they're different flavors, but they are the same. Said, oh, I know that you're watching porn, and I'm going to tell all your friends unless you give me this, you know, bit bucket.
I'm sorry, what were you talking about?
I was looking at bob@grizz.biz. Okay. And I'm just saying this. The spam traffic is like, oh, a lot less than it used to be, like, you know, when it was at its peak. Okay, but three quarters of it, of the emails, is from bob@grizz.biz, And I knew instantly what they are, because that's what they do. They say they're from your own email address, because if they rewrite the header, it makes them look like they have access to your email account. And they say, hey, we have access to your email account. See where the email came from? It came from you. That's what they say in their email. And when all they had to do was just rewrite the header, and then if you look at their, you could look in the header and it shows really where they're from. Okay. But the showy part that goes to you, makes it like they have access to your email account. Because you're getting an email from you, according to this email. And that's because every email has two parts to it. It has the email part, which you're familiar with, and then the string that says, Richard. And the string part is what's rewritable, okay? You can put anything you want on that one, and that's what they do. That on the string part, they put your email address.
So when you say string part, what are you talking about?
Okay, every email has two parts to it. Every email address has two parts to it. It is the actual email address, which you understand fully, that you've understood for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And then there's the text part, kind of like the label.
The subject?
No, not the subject. It's the email address. Email address has two parts to it.
Oh, the label.
It says Richard on yours.
It says Richard, but it actually converts to the email address. It's in brackets.
Yeah, there's two parts to it. The one that's the email address, and then the part that's the label. Richard
R@UAR.biz. If they had just the label showing.
Which is what they do. Emails have that. That's all emails do show. It's just a label. That's what scares people, because they just override the label with the email address. Okay, they overwrite Richard with R@UAR.biz and then send that to you.
All right.
The other part they can't change.
Yeah.
That's the part they can't change. And if you look at their header, you can see where they really came from. They can't change that either. But they can write over the part that, like, when you reply on Craigslist, that's the part that gets to the other people. Because I don't know if you've noticed that sometimes they'll, you'll send them a request and they say, oh, Richard? No. They'll call you by name.
Yeah.
And you'll wonder, oh, how'd they know that? That's because the label part gets through the Craigslist filter.
Now, one of the things to consider, and I wish I was thinking of it more when I was talking to them, because and I thought of it before, but I just wasn't thinking when I was talking to them, was just the fact that what we're doing is we're actually taking business away from them, possibly. We're like a competitor.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't say that.
Oh, say, well, we're not a competitor.
No. I'm just saying, glad you didn't say that we are a competitor.
No.
Because we aren't anything now.
Yeah.
We're a couple of janitors. That's what we are right now. Yeah. Go through, roll through.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
That's the anti-Buddha, the Western guy. Not the Eastern philosophy, but the Western philosophy. John Wayne, cowboy. That's the Western philosophy.
Yeah.
Opposite of Eastern. Okay, we're going to Winco. And then you're going to give me the keys, and then when we get the food, I'm going to drop you off. Ooh, look at all the rare ducks.
Rare ducks. Oh, the geese?
Yeah, the geese.
Yeah, okay, they are already flying north. I saw big groups of them fly north.
North, not
this
south.
Way. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's already, this is like the very early, early signs, the cracklings of spring. Right?
Okay, but they got butt-fucked because the Arctic blast is on its way. And that's what it is. It's an Arctic blast. That's what they describe it as. And the people that's over, I think over to the eastern of the United States is like getting, the worst of it. There's going to be a lot of bitch slapping, and there's going to be a lot of news stories. But not for us, because... Oh, there's one day I looked at 10-day outlook, and then one day where the highest temperature is 17. What's the lowest that you remember here? Ever? That you, like, can say with, like, 80% confidence?
Now, I'll say 20 degrees. Here in Boise, 20 degrees, but I'm pretty sure.
I remember teens, and I thought maybe zero. I remember zero. I can say with like 60%, it's like 60% confidence.
Mouse sighting, but you said
I would say more than mouse sighting. Mouse sighting is like 20%, but I would say 60% confidence that we had a zero.
Well, for me, zero was a mouse sighting.
Because we had some really good hot tubbing days.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, when we got to, you know, in beard and
yep,
frozen,
that's it.
Frozen
uh-huh.
beard.
There we go. Frozen hair. Because we're not manly enough to grow beards.
Well, I'll buy my beard.
Okay, so I had two more opportunities for, you know, gas price pictures. Oh shoot. Dang it. I had this